Title: Shape Old School DNB Amen Validation with an Automation First Workflow in Ableton Live 12. Alright, let's build an old school DNB roller where the Amen break is basically conducting the bass line. The big idea today is automation first. We're not going to lose an hour perfecting a bass patch and then trying to make it fit the drums. We're going to set up a bass system that is designed to respond to break edits, fills, and energy changes on purpose, using just stock Ableton Live 12 devices. This is advanced, so I'm going to assume you're comfortable routing, racks, sidechain, slicing, and arrangement view. What you're getting is a workflow, a repeatable automation architecture you can drop into other tunes. First, set the session up fast, but properly. Tempo, anywhere from 165 to 172. I'm going to sit on 170 for that classic jungle push. Go straight to arrangement view. Create a simple layout. One track for Amen main, one for Amen ghosts slash fills, a bass bus for the mid layer, a separate SUB track that stays mono and stable, then a music slash FX track. Make two returns, a short room and a dub delay. Now here's the automation first move that changes everything. Before we even touch sound design, decide where the energy changes happen. Drop locators. Intro, drop A, drop B, a break, then drop C. Even if you change it later, you need a first draft. Think of these locators like an automation score you're going to perform. Cool. Now we build the Amen foundation. Drag your Amen sample onto Amen main. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and keep the envelope fairly tight, like 10 to 25. That keeps it crisp and makes slicing behave. Then slice it. Right-click the clip. Slice a new MIDI track. Use transients. Now you've got a drum rack with the slices, and you can program edits with MIDI instead of destructively chopping audio. That's perfect for quick old-school variations. On that Amen drum rack, I want you to group your processing so it's easy to manage. Add drum bus first. Don't go crazy. Drive around 10 to 25%, boom basically off, because the Amen already has that low mid weight, and push transients up a bit, maybe plus 10 to plus 30, just to get it talking. Then EQ8. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz to clear out sub junk. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400. If it needs snap, a gentle lift around 5 to 8K, but don't turn it into sandpaper. Then a saturator, analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. We're trying to get it to sit forward without it getting harsh. Now program a simple two bar Amen idea. Bar 1, classic loop. Bar 2, add a kick stutter. Two quick 16th kicks. Then do a snare flam into the loop point. And as a tension move, throw one reversed snare right at the end of bar 2. Nothing fancy, just enough for identity. And I want you to internalize this. Those edits you just made are going to become cues for your bass automation. The break is the conductor. Now let's build the bass system. We're splitting it into two tracks for a reason. The sub is your foundation. Stable, mix safe, and boring in the best possible way. The mid layer is your playground. That's where automation creates movement, aggression, and call and response. Start with the SUB track. Drop operator on SUB. Oscillator A. Sine. One voice. Mono. No pitch envelope. Optional glide. Maybe 30 to 80 milliseconds if you want that slight slur between notes, but keep it tasteful. Put EQ8 after it and low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. The goal is a pure fundamental. If you need a touch of control, add a gentle compressor. Low ratio, slowish attack, medium release. This isn't for pumping, it's for stability. Now program a rolling MIDI line. Classic jungle attitude, mostly the root note, occasional fifth or octave jumps, and the most important part, leave space where the kick hits hardest. If your sub is stepping on the kick, you're not heavy, you're just blurry. Now for the MID layer on bass bus. This is where the automation first concept really becomes real. Load waveitable. Set two sawish oscillators. Detune them, like 10 to 25 cents. Add a bit of unison, 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount sensible so it doesn't turn into a chorus smear. Filter, something aggressive, like MS2 or PRD. Add a moderate amount of filter envelope, not too extreme yet. Now build the processing chain and then we're going to macro it. Create an audio effect rack on the mid bass and name it something like Bass Shaper. Inside it, put devices in this order: auto filter, roar, saturator, EQ8, compressor for sidechain, then utility at the end. Auto filter is your primary movement. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. You'll probably live somewhere between 250 Hz and 2K depending on the section, but we're not committing now. We'll automate it. Roar is your aggression and harmonic movement. Pick tube or crunch. Drive maybe 10 to 30% depending on what you're feeding it. If you want menace, a tiny bit of feedback can be sick. But tiny means tiny. Roar can get out of hand fast. Saturator after that. Soft clip-on. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz so the mid layer stays out of your sub. Then tame any harshness in the 2 to 4K area if it starts barking. Then sidechain compression. This is where the bass starts dancing with the amen. Set sidechain input initially to the kick, or even better, try amen main and compare. Ratio around 4:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction, and don't guess the release. We'll tune it in a minute. Finally, utility. This is your safety. Optionally width at 80 to 120%, but keep bass mono enabled around 120 Hz. The mid can be wide, but your low end must behave. Now the automation first core. Macro mapping. Instead of automating 20 parameters and drowning in lanes, we're going to create 4 to 6 musical big knobs. Think of these like performance controls. Once they're mapped, your arrangement becomes simple. You're writing a score, not tweaking. Macro 1. Cutoff. Map it to auto filter frequency. Macro 2. Bite. Map it to roar drive, and if you want, also a touch of roar tone so it brightens as it gets meaner. Macro 3. Yank. Map it to auto filter resonance and maybe a little filter drive. This is your quick scream and punctuation. Macro 4. Duck. Map it to the sidechain compressor threshold. This is important. You calibrate the timing once, and then you automate the amount. That means the groove stays consistent while the bass tucks more or less depending on the section. Macro 5. Optional. Air or edge. Map it to a subtle EQ8 high shelf. Very subtle. This is for momentary lift, not constant brightness. Macro 6. Optional. Motion. Map it to wave-eatable unison amount or oscillator detune. That gives you controlled instability when you need it. Now, before you do any micro edits, we do phrase automation. This is the other half of automation first. You're going to draw long arcs first, then add punctuation. Think of three arcs across a drop: brightness, aggression, and space. Brightness arc is your cutoff baseline over 8 or 16 bars. Aggression arc is bite over the same time frame. Bass arc is your delay and reverb throws. Draw those first. Then, only after, you add yanks, mutes, and quick lifts. Let's sketch a basic arrangement behavior. Drop A. Keep cutoff on a lower baseline. Small rises into snares, not huge. Duck is moderate so it breathes with a break. Bite is medium. You want it rolling, not screaming. Drop B. Push the cutoff baseline slightly higher. Increase bite maybe 10 to 20%. Now add a couple quick yanks, like 1/8 note spikes, especially on fills or at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Break section. Cutoff down. Bite down. Let the amen and FX breathe. Old school records are not afraid to get simpler for a moment. Drop C. Bring cutoff and bite back up. And now you can add occasional motion increases so the reese gets a little wilder, but still controlled. Here are three practical micro shapes that just work in DNB. 1. The snare lift. Right before the snare, in the 16th note leading into it, do a tiny ramp up in cutoff. It makes the bass inhale and then the snare feels like it slaps harder. 2. The fill yank. End of bar 4 or 8. Do a fast resonance spike. But keep it tasteful. Resonance can rip your head off around 800 to 2K. So if it's painful, you didn't make it heavier, you just made it louder in the worst frequency range. 3. Phrase bloom. Slow cutoff rise across 8 bars, then reset it down on the next phrase. Those resets are key. Automation contrast is more convincing than constantly escalating. After a hype moment, drop it darker for half a bar, then return. That's the old school feeling of control. Now let's make the bass react to the amen, not just to the grid. Option A is classic. Sidechain keyed from amen main on the bass compressor. Use a fast attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, so even the ghost notes in the break push the bass a little. Then tune the release to the groove. Here's how you tune it like a pro instead of guessing. Solo amen and bass. Set release so the bass returns just before the next main drum hit. If the groove feels late or soggy, shorten release. If it chatters or feels nervous, lengthen it or lower the ratio. Once that timing is right, stop touching it and automate duck amount instead. Option B is a more gated old-school feel. Use gate on the mid-bass, side-chained from amen main, so it opens on kicks and snares. Fast attack, short hold, medium release. Use this sparingly because if your amen has a lot of ghost notes, the gate can turn into machine gun chopping. Now composition. Right bass to the kick, not to the grid. Here's a workflow trick. Mute hats and ghost notes. Listen to kick and snare only. Write the bass line so it locks to that skeleton. Then bring the full amen back, and you'll notice the bass suddenly has room to talk without fighting. Pattern-wise, a classic is the two-step anchor with syncopated pickups. Notes on beat 1, then something on the end after 2, then a pickup before 4. Short notes give you roll, long notes give you weight, and movement should come from filter and tone automation, not from turning the MIDI into a hyperactive mess. Use Live's MIDI editing speed. Make some notes legato for sustained sections, then shorten just a few hits to create bounce. Don't overcomplicate the note pattern if your automation is doing the storytelling. Now arrangement moves. This is where it becomes jungle, not just a loop. Use an 8-bar energy script. Bars 1 to 4 are stable. Bars 5 to 6 you increase cutoff slightly. Bar 7 you do one yank and maybe a tiny delay send on a single hit. Bar 8 you do a quick mute, like an eighth note or quarter note, and then slam back in. That micro silence is massive. And a pro move. Mute the mid layer, not the sub. Let the sub hold the floor while the mids disappear for a moment. When they come back, it feels huge without you turning anything up.